Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground going across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. Goes way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, listen, before we go any further, I got to tell you, the Elm Foundation, I hope you've caught their interview we did with them just a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago. What an amazing group. The Elm Foundation out of Huntsville, Elm, E-L-M, it stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation is doing an epic cool job at putting people back into, you know, a place where they are productive, where they're restoring their self-worth, their values, and they're getting them off the streets. They're providing with a means and a method, a plan, actually, for how to become productive again, helping them with the grants necessary to get education, maybe even, you know, child care, all the things it takes to get somebody from where they've had to literally sleeping in their cars to getting back into being a part of society, being a business, you know, owner or a business, you know, for that matter, someone who is productive for another business. It's very cool how they do it. It's not like the government throwing money at something, seeing if it works. They actually walk with them through the plan, providing accountability, milestones they have to reach. But, you know, folks, it's working. So check them out. Their website is Elm HSV. It's E-L-M-H-S-V, as in Elm Huntsville, E-L-M-H-S-V.org. That's ElmHSV.org. And I'm telling you, if you talk to them, by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, listen, I'm going to jump over to Boomer. I will have had two legislative calls, a grand council, and all three dippers in one day.
Well, look at you, all three dippers.
I don't want to brag or anything.
I mean, that's a good day.
That's a full day. That's either that or a lot of fast talking, one or the other.
Maybe both.
Okay. So number three on the triple dipper, praying under fire. Praying under fire. What am I talking about? Well, I got an article here. Interesting. It came from Asia News. North Korean Christians, this is just last week, North Korean Christians arrested for a prayer service. I mean, keep in mind, there are places in this world where there is no freedom like we have here. I mean, you may have, here's the deal. When COVID shutdowns happened, and in some places around the United States, they told you couldn't go to church, it was the anomaly. It was the anomaly. It caught people's attention. And there are pastors, I've spoken to one of the largest churches in the nation. I had a conversation with him, and he said, that'll never happen again. It caught everybody off guard, but you know what? Now everybody's on guard. It's the anomaly. Why? Because we have a constitutional right to our matters of faith. Well, not everywhere in the world could say that. And so here's an article, North Korea. Five Christians were charged with promoting an underground prayer service. Charged with promoting an underground prayer service. A charge that in a nation where religions are banned under an ironclad communist dictatorship, it's something that winds up having them sent off to labor camps, and I would say even executed at times. So this has happened. The incident occurred on 30 April. It's being reported now in May, in the village of Tonggam, in the outskirts of Suncheon and Pyongyang province. But the reality is that's life in North Korea. It's amazing to me, though, really, that people there even had a chance to hear about God. Says that the place where the worship service was being held, the police seized dozens of Bible pamphlets, arrested everyone present. The five people were praying and reading the Bible among themselves. The source continued, they had gathered among relatives, they were invoking Jesus, and they were arrested. And they're sent off to re-education camps. Now, that's North Korea. But what if I told you that we've got situations occurring like right around, I don't know, the United States, or for that matter, Great Britain, or how about Canada, where people are being arrested for prayer? That, I mean, it makes no sense to me, But here we are looking at people being arrested for prayer or having to go to court to decide whether they're allowed to pray. Well, prayer under fire is a legit thing. Even in a country where you have a constitutional right to it. Case in point, I got this one. This particular article involves the Supreme Court case that came out just a few months ago. But a guy named Joseph Kennedy is a high school football coach. And the U.S. Supreme Court, just this past year, finally agreed after 7 years that the fact that he chooses to kneel at the 50-yard line and pray after high school football games is not a violation of separation of church and state, which I'll be honest with you, separation of church and state is really not written anywhere except in, you know, Jeffersonian lingo, and there are some that believe that was never intended. But it took 7 years of a fight. And luckily, we actually have a constitution in the United States that gave him the ability to take a fight to the Supreme Court. But the essence of the dispute was that the government cannot establish religion, and the fact that he was paid for as a government employee that somehow meant that he was violating the law by praying at the 50-yard line of a football field. Well, it's now precedent-setting. The fact that he was found to be in the midst of protected practice, worship, prayer, the fact that he was found to be in a protected status is now going to sweep across the nation. In my opinion, this is going to free some people up. In my opinion, if you are at this point worried about whether or not you are allowed to, have a quick prayer gathering during the lunch break at work, or whether or not teachers were allowed to gather in the teacher's lounge and have an early morning Bible study, or if you want to, for that matter, kneel at the 50-yard line and pray because you're a coach, I'd say you've probably just been set free. It's a shame that we have to look at that as being something that is unusual. But here we are looking at a case right now. This is an article that I pulled off of Fox. It was dated just 2 months ago. In the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, a woman was arrested for the second time. What was her offense? She was standing on the street, across the street from an abortion clinic, silently praying. She was carrying no signs. She was making no noise. She was not part of a crowd. She did not resist arrest. She was silently praying. And it offends the people that run the abortion clinic, so they call the police. And what did the police do? They came and arrested her for the second time. And her offense was silently praying in her head. Her name is Isabel Vaughn Spruce. And it comes a week after the court had cleared her of criminal charges for breaking what they call their public spaces protection order, which enforces a censorship zone around the abortion facility, a censorship zone of things inside her head. So let me ask you this. Had she been standing there waiting on a cab, would it have been okay? Had she been standing there talking to a friend, would it have been okay? If she'd been standing on the street corner across the street from the abortion clinic eating a cheeseburger, would it have been okay? Well, the answer to all that's yes. But they looked out the window, and they felt like she was praying inside her head. And so what'd they do? They called the police. The officer who came questioned her as to what she was doing. She said, "I'm not protesting. I'm not engaging in any of the activities that are prohibited." And the officer looked at her and said, "But you said you were engaging in prayer. That is the offense." And she said, "Silent prayer." And he said, "No, you were still engaging in prayer. It's an offense." At which point they arrested her. And it just, this is the free world. You know, I started with a North Korea story. I did that on purpose. Because, folks, I'm telling you, this is not just a North Korea thing. You've got to watch what is happening in and around the world, and I would say in and around the free world. I've got another example, too. I tell you what, we'll take a break right now. We'll come right back from that. I'll fill you in. But, yeah, praying under fire, it's real. Are you allowed to do it? You are. I would say, you know, measure yourself as to which is the best way to go about it. But at the same time, because, you know, Scripture says causing offense. I get it. But you know what? Guess what? You're allowed. How about that? And if we don't start taking a stand for those things worth taking a stand for, then pretty soon there'll be nothing left to stand for. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we're back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, before I finish up this part of the Triple Dipper, which I'm calling Praying Under Fire, just know this, ZLA Solutions. I hope you heard the interview we had with Andrew Ford, president of ZLA, who was here just the other day. But ZLA Solutions, they're doing an amazing amount of work right now, helping businesses, in their words, get better. They do all they can to help businesses make their businesses better. One of the ways they do that is by helping them find the people they need. So if you are looking for a job yourself, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, and check it out. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama and beyond. But at the same time, if you are a business owner in need of people, give them a call. Go to their website, check them out, ZLAUSA.com. They can find the onesies, the twosies of special niche skills kind of employees you need, or they can find you a whole shift full of people. Doesn't matter. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar. They can do it. So just check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And if you talk to them, I would certainly appreciate you telling them that you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Hey, I'm in this part of the Triple Dipper, and I'm calling it Praying Under Fire. I saved one more story for the very end. This occurred, and I think our Ruff Leanne from Huntsville was texting in Pennsylvania. You are correct, Ruff Leanne. That's where I was headed. Damon Atkins, a guy in Reading, Pennsylvania. This happened yesterday. Was walking up to a Pride rally, carrying a Bible and a sign that had a verse on it. And he stood across the street, quoting the verse out loud. And then a police officer approached and told him he needed to stop. Pray tell, why would that be? I saw the video. He didn't get ostentatious. He didn't rebuke the officer. He said, I'm standing here on public property. And the officer told him, if you don't stop shouting insults across the street, I'll arrest you. He wasn't shouting insults. What he was doing was quoting scripture and praying out loud. And a few minutes later, the same officer walked up and said, you need to stop doing that. And he didn't. He said, I'm going to keep doing it. And the officer said, that's enough, and grabbed him. He even said, I'm not being rude. I'm just here to spread the gospel of good news. Jesus Christ saved me. He could save everyone, including you. And the officer responded, I don't care. I'm going to stand here, and you're going to be quiet. And then it says in the article here from CBN, moments later, Atkins began to quote 1 Corinthians 14:33, that for God is not a God of confusion, but one of peace. And he wasn't allowed to finish the verse as the officer named McClure rushed in and pushed him up against the wall, cuffed him, and arrested him. To the cheers, by the way, of the gay pride rally across the street. So the gay pride rallies across the street, large attendance, doing its thing. The one guy's across the street quoting a Bible verse, but he's the one that's apparently being rude and in some way violating the law. And I hope this guy, Damon Atkins in Reading, Pennsylvania, I hope he's got a lawyer who's going to make sure that city understands what's what. Jump over here to the prayer line. To the text line. Ryan from Hazel Green says, don't forget, Phil, you'll have nothing and you'll be happy. Nothing isn't only referring to material belongings. They want your spirituality as well. Dang, man. Jay from Hartzell, the only reason praying would offend anyone would be if their guilt was getting to them. There you go, Jay from Hartzell. I got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeff Rowe, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Phil. Made it through Nashville anyway.
Outstanding. You're making good time.
Oh, yeah. What would we be looking at about the coach that was doing prayer after the football games if the court would have been all liberals? And I don't know. I don't know what the count was on that, but how close was it? Do you know?
I don't know. Let me look back through my notes. I'll tell you what. While you're talking, I'll try and find that.
But yeah, I mean, just think if we'd had a liberal court on there, then you would be basically silenced. That just goes to show you that the power of the Supreme Court. I think they should take a lot of power away from them because I believe they have too much power because they can be biased and they can write law and basically it's almost impossible to remove one.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, and by the way, I can't find anywhere in the article that it says what the breakdown count was on that particular ruling. But I do think that it came down on pretty much the usual lines you would imagine. You know, I don't know, man. I look at this and think, God knows who He's going to put on that court at the right time. And we needed the Dobbs decision for abortion. We needed this ruling on prayer. And there's no telling what else is going to happen. Trump may not be in office right now, but I'm still praising God for some of the ones that got nominated under His watch to take on a role in the court.
Yeah, the trouble is God may know who He's going to put on the court, but I believe the devil's in charge right now.
Well,
he's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Boulevard.
Yeah, well, we do know for a fact. I mean, we're told that he roams the earth like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, but we also know that we've got the guy on our side who comes to give abundant life. So, all right, listen, brother, you be safe on the road out there, all right?
You have a good one, Phil. Thank you.
You too, buddy. Yeah, the bottom line is this: stay on your guard. I mean, it's scriptural. It's 1 Corinthians. What is that right there? Boom on the wall. 1 Corinthians what? 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians 16. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong and let all that you do be done in love. What, you know, the first thing it says is be on the alert. Well, I mean, what are you taught when you're going down range, you know, as a soldier? Be on the alert. Don't fall asleep at your post. Man your post and keep your head on a swivel. You know, be looking around, know your surroundings. Well, the same is true for the climate that we're in right now. I mean, you've got a guy in Reading, Pennsylvania, who's arrested for daring to speak out or pray across the street from a gay pride rally. You've got a lady who was praying silently in her head in England who was arrested twice because she was violating the censorship zone. If that doesn't sound a lot like the early stages of North Korea, I don't know what does. But I'm going to tell you, we cannot let our guard down on this stuff, y'all. We can't. There ain't no way in the world we could sit idly by and expect it to be okay. You know, it's going to take people who are willing to pray and then who are also willing to act. There's going to be a time and a place when you have to get up off the knees and go get busy. I don't mean that one is more important than the other. All I'm saying is faith without action is dead. And so if you believe that you've got a right to pray, then pray in the public square too. All good. Because the Supreme Court has said so. At the same time, there's going to be yokels that don't understand the law or they're biased in their own right who may arrest somebody for daring to pray in the public square. And all I'm saying is we as supporters of the rights we have under the Constitution have to be willing to stand next to them when the time comes. We can't let it slide on by. All right, listen, great day. Tomorrow is that day. That's like my favorite segment. Boomer and McQueen tomorrow at 3:30, as far as I know. And then also, still got to kind of tweak out a few of the details on the schedule, but it looks like we're going to have John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, on to give us the rundown of where he thinks this Republican primary is going with, you know, all God's children getting into the Republican primary right now. So, first of all, Biden doesn't have to debate, and yet we've got like a slate of people over here that are dying to debate. So it's going to be a hoot. I'm just telling you. Well, anyway, more on that. All right. God, that was a full show, dude.
Full show.
I don't even know where to begin to describe this show. I'm probably going to go home, though, and look at Charlene and say, I have no more words. You talk for a while. All right, y'all. Have an amazing night. We're back here tomorrow, too. We'll see you then. right side ruffians out there. You are listening to Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right.